Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. And be ye just joyous, man. You don't know how many moments that you have with your friends and family. So every moment is a joyful moment, and it's from God. Enjoy it. Over the weekend, I officiated my first wedding, and it was just such a beautiful wedding. And I wanted to give them a quick shout out because it was very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. And I'm just thankful to be a part of that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I'm going to be adding a new session or a new type of thing to these teachings. I'm going to continue doing the teachings, but I want to start taking phone calls. I get a lot of questions about faith and how to walk and setting the course of life and just general biblical questions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to record them and then make them like kind of sessions as I go through this. Over the next month or two, I'm going to ask if you want to be a part of that, if you want to ask questions, go to the website and book, or first email me, because I'm not even sure that this booking works. But if you email me, we can set up a time and kind of go through whatever question that you have. And I'm going to do that live, and then I'll send it out. So I'll be talking about that the next month or so, maybe 2 months. We'll go from there. So this morning I was reading in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, if there be therefore any consolation or any callings remaining within Christ, if any comfort or stimulating force of love, if any fellowship of the Holy Spirit or that spiritual nature, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, in order that ye be like-minded, having the same love, and being of one accord and of one mind. If there therefore be any callings or summonings remaining within Christ, you know that when it happens, you are summoned by God. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the minute you confess it, if you see that in that stimulating force of love, which happens, when you start walking and setting your course of life in God's word and you start walking in the Spirit with that Holy Spirit, you're going to start feeling the love that God has for you because it dispels fear. Love hath not torment. Love removes torment. That's in 1 John. It talks about all this. If you have any bowels of mercy and pity and compassion, like I see this all the time in my life, you're overwhelmed with compassion for people. You want to help them any way you can. If you see that, fulfill ye his joy. Verse 3, let nothing be done according to works for ambition or vainglory or things empty to glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. You're going to feel God's love in your life, and he asks service of that, to have compassion for people, to care. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Christ had everything. He had tremendous power, which we all have because of the Holy Spirit. Yet he chose to serve. Think about other people. It's not just about you in this life. If you go to verse 12, it says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not much in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out or effect or achieve your own salvation with fear and trembling. This life is about you and God and your relationship with God. It's not about, that comes right after I just said, we just went over like looking on the things of others, but ultimately it's about you and God, and you develop that relationship. And then once you start to feel and start seeing God in your life, then you spread that love. But I love that it's work out your own salvation with God. It's about you and God. Verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you by labor, both to will, and that's giving you the emotional will to do, and to do or to work of his desired pleasure. God not only gives you the ability, God gives you the emotional will to do, which I'm going through right now, kind of we're talking about the qualm. I don't know if you've seen Jerry Maguire, where he talks about, man, I lost that qualm. Like, where's your qualm, dog? It's getting it back. He gives you that emotional will to start to move, to start to, whatever it is in your life that you need to do, wherever it is you need to go. Verse 13 or verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke or blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Sometimes, I mean, it's amazing how people will become attracted once they see God's light in you. That you can see it. You can see it. You can feel it. You have God's light in you because you believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit guiding you. You have God Almighty watching over you, protecting you. He's filling you full of that faith, which is having a firm reliance and belief on the things that you hear, the conviction of the word. You have God's love. And part of that marriage ceremony had to do with God. Man did not create love. Man did not create love. Love is created by God. And that love is in you. Dispelling darkness, dispelling fear. You have all things through Christ, which is in you right now. Start to walk like it and have compassion for other people. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ, you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each and everything that you do for us and how you're just continually there for us. I thank you for your constant direction and just that emotional will do. I thank you for kind of getting me back on track, and I thank you for just pushing. I just pray for a beautiful day today for my family, my brother, my sister-in-law, that you take care of them on their trip, my sister, and that we can just continually move forward with the business. I thank you for providing that business and the people that we work with, and I just pray for each and every one of your believers today that you just take care of them and protect them and guide them, Father. I just thank you again for your Son and what He did for us, and I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.